So if a person does a moichek, if a person does moichek, shalai, that's when the Mishnah says kolam akalkalim turim, that is potrabalos. What else? Let's say a person is soser. Someone knocks down a building. So if he says so, almanas livnos, he's knocking down this building in order to put a bigger building, a fancier building. So then it says almanas livnos is misakin. What if he just knocks down a building? It is not almanas livnos. So then it's makalkil. So he did a malach of soser, but it says so shalai almanas livnos. So let's say korea. If you rip a little bit in a beged, almanas litvor, you want to sew it up. There's something torn in the beged. So in order to reweave it, in order to fix it, you have to tear a little bit more in order to be able to sew it well. So if the person is korea almanas litvor, that's mesakim. What if he's korea? He rips a beged, shalom almanas litvor. So then it's mekalkel. But he did the malach of korea. So then you say, then the Mishnah applies, kolam mekalkelim turim, that is part of avalos. But if a person takes a paper cup and he crushes it, he crumbles it in his hands, he just destroyed the paper cup. So what malacha did he do? How can you apply the Mishnah, kolam mekalkelim turim, that it means part of avalos? He didn't do any malacha. So that's the answer. No, the Ramah holds that there's a Ramah's quoting Rishonim that you're not allowed to do that. You're not allowed to crumble a cup. The Ramah didn't have paper cups. So the Ramah talks about a different case. That's our application. Ramah talks about a person has a broom. So the Gemara, in the days of the Gemara, they didn't have wooden floors. They had a dirt floor. In Europe, before the war, many people still had a dirt floor in their house. So if you have a dirt floor and you sweep, then there's a problem. Then there's a chashash of ashvuya gumis. He may be smoothing out the floor. There may or may not be, there may be a malocha, maybe a psikration, may not, maybe it's not a psikration. That's a discussion. But that's a problem of a bona, because if you're going to be mashra gumas, it'll be a malocha bona. So what happens if the person has a broom that's not so healthy, and every time he uses the broom, another bristle is going to fall out? So the Ramah says you're not allowed to use such a broom on Shabbos, even if there's no issue of Ashvuya Gumas at all, because you're mekalkel. You're breaking off bristles from the broom. So mekalkel is an issa. Mekalkel is an issa, even though it's not that you did a malacha boifin shel mekalkel. You did a malacha shelo al manas lesaken. You didn't do a malacha at all. You just broke something. So to break something is an issa de Rabbanon. So that's the teretz on the Rashi. Our Gemara on Daf Hey Amud Beis, on Daf Hey Amud Aleph, Rabbi Akiva is trying to prove that the pasuk Ach B'Yom HaRishon Tashbisu must be referring to Erev Pesach, can't be referring to Yontif, because on Yontif Matzina LaHavara Shehav Malach. If Biyar Chometz would have been Hashbisasa B'Chol Davar, then just destroying the chometz by flushing down the toilet or Mefar B'Zol HaRuach, that wouldn't constitute a malach at all. Rashi and Beitza says on the level of the Rabbanan, there's a malacha. There's a malacha molid, like molid reach. So if you molid, you take the snow and you crush it and you convert it into water. So you made a panim chadashis. You made a new form of you converted the solid water, the snow, into liquid water. So that's molid to make a panim chadashis. So just like molid is a malacha in the Rabbanan, so to destroy something is a malachim the Rabbanon. But if it's only with the Rabbanon, Rabbi Akiva can't prove from the pasuk that it's talking about Erev Pesach. Maybe it goes on Pesach and Hashbasasa b'chol dover. Hashbasasa b'chol dover. So there's no malacha at all. So from the fact that Rabbi Akiva forces the issue and he says it must be, the pasuk must be talking about Erev Pesach, you see that he holds that ein b'yir chametz ala b'sreifa. So sreifa is a malacha. When you burn chametz, that's a malacha. But if you're going to destroy this chametz, hashbasas b'chol davar, shelo b'ofen shel sreifa, then the Rashi and Beitza says it's aser. That's only aser in the Rabbanan. That's not aser in Atar. So again, so what were the 3 points? Shema min atlas. Rabbi points out, you see from the Braisa, Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva proved conclusively that ach b'yam rishon tashbisu must be referring to Erev Pesach, yudal nissen. It's not referring to the first day of Pesach. Because number one, Rabbi Akiva seems to assume ein bi'ir chametz ala b'sreifa. Number two, even if ein bi'ir chametz ala b'sreifa, but the malach of havar is muta v'tzar chachal nefesh, when atar it's even muta to strike a match and to light the fire in order to cook the food. Moilereish mechadish, we assume, is only an isa de rabbanon. We mentioned yesterday there's a difficult taz that's not accepted. The taz wants to stay based on the line in the Rambam. The Rambam says, why you're not permitted to be moilereish mechadish, why you're not allowed to strike a match on Yontav, because it's a malacha that he could have done on Erev Yontav. So the Taz says, oh, a malacha that he could have done on Erev Yontav is an Issa Deraisa. So that's a problematic Taz. A malacha he could have done on Erev Yontav is awesome in HaTorah by Machshirei Oichal Nefesh, by fixing the broken fork, not by Oichal Nefesh Mamish. Oichal Nefesh Mamish, Tosfos Tainus against Rasha. Oichal Nefesh, even if he could have done it in Bod Yom, but still, it's Hetagom. You're allowed to cook the food on Yontav, even though you could have cooked for, Rashi says the reason why you're permitted to shech the behem on Yontif, because they didn't have refrigerators, so if you shech them on Erev Yontif, it would become niskalkal a little bit. So according to Rashi, if you have a refrigerator, and you can't really tell the difference between freshly cooked meat, and meat that was in the cooked already Erev Yontif, and take it out of the freezer, take it out of the refrigerator, reheat it, if you can tell the difference, and if it's freshly cooked, you can tell the difference. Like some people enjoy freshly baked challah much more than challah that was baked yesterday. So they'll bake the challah on Yontif, because that's Eepshal Asas, that's Oichal Nefesh, and it's Eepshal Asas in Bod Yom. It's freshly baked challah is going to taste better than challah that was baked yesterday and I reheated it in the oven today. So I remember Taka Sambalabatam, who used to bake the challahs on Yontif, because that's Eepshal Asas in Bod Yom. It tastes different. But most people don't do that. Most people, you bake the challahs on it. It's Efshalasas Mabod Yom. So Rashi says, whatever malacha is Efshalasas Mabod Yom, Oichal Nefesh, you're not allowed to do it on Yontif. That's how Rashi interprets the Mishnah. To grind up spices on Shabbos, on Mishnah, the end of the first parak in Beitza. So the Mishnah distinguishes between grinding up spices, which will be mafik tam, will it lose its sharpness? If you grind up the spices on Erev Yontav, then it's the Efshal Asas Mod Yom. It won't taste as good. In some restaurants, they'll serve you a soup, and then they'll give you the spices to grind up right on top of the soup. The soup is their burning hot soup, and you'll grind it on the weekdays when you go to fancy luxury restaurants. So they'll give you the spices to grind it up and to throw into the soup. So the Mishnah says in Beitza, if there's such a spice that's mefik tam, if you would have done it on Erev Yontav, then you're permitted to grind it on Yontav. But if it's salt is not mefik tam, and many other spices are not mefik tam. If you do it on Erev Yontav, then you're not allowed to do it on Yontav. So Rashi says, why? That's the din in Oichal Nefesh, but Ebesh Efsalasas, Mod Yom, you're not allowed to do on Yontav. So Tosfos asks on Rashi, the Gemara only says that with respect to Machshir Oichal Nefesh, fixing the broken fork. But with respect to Oichal Nefesh Mamish, Yidim is Efshalas Mod Yom Mitzmutim. So the simple pshat in Rashi is that Rashi meant it's a Chumra Midirabbanan. That's what the Pnei Yeshua quotes from his grandfather, the Megine Shloime. Megine Shloime is a sefer to defend Rabbeinu Shloime Yitzchoki, to defend Rashi from all of Tosfos Kashas. So the Megine Shloime says that what Rashi interpreted in the Mishnah, that to grind up spices on Yontif is Zasser, if he could have ground it up on Erev Yontif, wouldn't be Mefik Tam. Rashi meant Zachumer Midrabban, it's not Minatur. Tosfos is right, that the Din Minatur, that whatever is Efshalasas Mod Yom, you're not allowed to do it on Yontif, only applies on the level of the Reis, it only applies on Machshir Eichon Nefesh, doesn't apply to Eichon Nefesh Mamish. Some Rishonim, the Rav Yoh, comes to defend Rashi. Rav Yoh lived, was a contemporary of Rabbeinu Tam, and the Rashbam used to correspond with him. So he understood that pasuk hu levado is a miut, prat le'epshel asas mebod yom. He understood that not only does it limit the ability to do malacha from machshir eichal nefesh, you're not allowed to fix the twisted fork on yontif if you could have fixed it on erev yontif, that restriction levado, prat le'epshel asas mebod yom, even applies to eichal nefesh on the level of their eisim. We don't really hold like that. We hold like the Megine Shloime, that Rashi only meant Midrabban. He didn't mean Minatur. So that's the... What did... What did Rabbi say? Shema min atlas, you see from Rabbi Akiva's proof that the pasuk must be referring to Erev Pesach. It can't be referring to Pesach. So he says, first of all, you see Rabbi Akiva holds Ein B'yachametz al b'sreifetz and malach. And secondly, you see that he doesn't hold from Mitoich. Why, if he would have held from Mitoich? So Mitoich means like this. Since it's mutter to light a fire on Yontif Menatar, it's even mutter to strike the match. The Taz writes that the Moilad Esh Mechodesh is an Isa Deraisa because the Rambam wrote, because it's Epshalasas Mabodyam. Epshalasas Mabodyam, Anoichal Nefesh Mamish, doesn't make it into an Isa Deraisa. The maximum it'll make it is an Isa Derabbanan. So that's what the Achronim have not accepted that Taz. So Rabbah argues the point and he says, The we discussed already the three pshatim in mitoich. So mitoich is the pshitas beisilol. Any malacha that havara is muta the tzorach achal nefesh. He permitted to make a fire min haTorah or midrabbanan to throw more logs into the fire is already there. To throw more logs into the fire is on the level of the raisa. It's the same malacha havara. Whether you strike a match or you throw paper into the fire, you both throw logs into the fire. Habar is habar. It's all the same thing on the level of their eisen. So according to the way we pass like Basil, since habar is sometimes mutter, letzorcha ochal nefesh, in order to cook the food, so habar would be mutter, even if it's not letzorcha ochal nefesh, as long as it's letzorcha yom ktsas. So if that would be the mitzvah, ach b'yom rishon tashbisa, to burn the chametz on the first day of Pesach, then it would have been mutter because of mitoch. So you see that from the fact Rabbi Akiva is proving that it must be talking about Erev Pesach. Rabbi Akiva obviously doesn't hold like that din of mitoch. How can he not hold? What do you mean? He holds like Beis Shammai. So Tosfos says, no, his tradition was that there never was a machlokes Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel on this issue. The Beis Hillel also don't believe in mitoch, just like Beis Shammai don't believe in mitoch. His tradition was that Beis Hillel doesn't hold for mitoch either. We don't accept Rabbi Akiva. We don't accept Rabbi Akiva on that. We hold that there is a din of mitoch. And that's what the Rashi is bothered with. Akasha, the Gemara says, on Vav Amud Aleph, a person, let's say, did B'dikas Chametz, and then in the middle of Pesach, he finds the children hid a loaf of bread somewhere. If you have little babies, the babies hide food all over the place. You have to do a very serious B'dikas Chametz. So what if the person fights chametz and chametz bebeisa biyantif? He fights chametz in his home on yantif. So the Gemara says, kaifa olava sakli, you should invert a pot on top of the chametz. So you shouldn't, as a hecker, you shouldn't forget and eat the candy or eat the cookie, the chametz. And then after you say havdalah, mitzvah yantif, then you're going to burn the chametz. So Rashi is bothered with the kasha. Why doesn't he burn the chametz now? What happened to this? It didn't eat teich. Just like Havara is mutter, the tzorach achal nefesh, to cook the food, Havara should be mutter to fulfill the mitzvah of Tashbisu. Tashbisu doesn't only apply on Erev Pesach, b'yom harishon Tashbisu. The whole duration of the 7 days of Pesach, the Gemara says, one who violates Bal Yirah, b'yimatzeh, is ein aloike. It's a Gemara later in the Tzadikei, I think. One who violates Bal Yirah is ein aloike because it's a lava nitek le'esei. So Bal Yirah, you violate on the 7 days of Pesach. You don't violate Bal Yirah on Erev Pesach. It says, Shivas Yamim Tzorei Matzeh Bevatechem. During the duration of the 7 days of Pesach, there's a din of Bal Yirah. And the Gemara says, you're not like, that's the girsa that we have on Tzadikei. Not everybody had that girsa. But the way we have the girsa, you're not like, because it's a lava nitek le'esei. So you see that esei of Tashbisu is not restricted only to Erev Pesach. It applies the whole duration of the 7 days of Pesach. So if the fellow finds chametz betoch beso on Yontif, why do you say kofal of a sakli and he should burn it? And mitzoy Yontif, after he says havdalah, let him burn it on Yontif. That's the din of mitoch. Mitoch shuhutra habara, the tzorech hachanav, shuhutra nami, the tzorech mitzvah sayyim. That's a mitzvah sayyim. So Rashi answers the kasha, and Vav Amud Aleph, Rashi answers, because the fellow was, he did bedikas chametz on Leil Yudalit, and but it's tzorach shivatla. He was already mevatla chametz. So once you mevatla chametz on the level of the raisa, there's no issue about yirah by matzah. There's no longer a mitzvah to destroy the chametz. But mid the rabbanan, there's a mitzvah. You shouldn't rely on bittul. You should destroy the chametz. So since havar is a malacha deraisa, you have to have a tzorach deraisa that it should be considered mitoch. This tzorach, if you have a tzorach hayom ktsas achveis, you want to carry something that you want to carry a sefer. So that's a tzorach hayom. I want to carry some clothing. I need a diaper. I need something. I want to carry my glasses to use it there. So it's not a tzorach deraisa, it's a tzorach abon. It's a tzorach hamili d'alma. I need my glasses to be able to see. So I'm allowed to carry. But if you're talking about a tzorach hayom ktsas a mitzvah, so if the whole mitzvah is only with the rabbanon, the fellow was mevat lochametz after he finished the bedikas chametz. So once he's mevat lochametz, there's no longer any mitzvah of tashbisu. It's only a mitzvah with the rabbanon, not to rely on bittul. So a mitzvah the rabbanon is not considered a tzorach hayom ktsas. That's where Rashi answers. Tosus in the beginning of Ksubas quotes the Rashi, and they're not happy. They think even a mitzvah with the rabbanon, even though once he's mevatel chametz, the whole mitzvah of destroying the chametz only with the rabbanon. So what? But a mitzvah of the rabbanon is like gora from another tzorach should still be mutter. But that's Rashi Shita. That's Rashi Shita. So that's why there's a Shagas Aryeh picks up on this. Shagas Aryeh recommends, he thinks maybe it's more correct to be choshish for Rashi. So he says, let's say on Yontif, everybody carries the machzit to shul on Yontif, even though there's no Erev in the city. If there's an Erev, so you're allowed to carry. But if there's no Erev, so you're not allowed to carry. So why do you carry the machzit? Because you want to say the piyutim. But you can daven without a machzit. The regular siddur has the Yontif digger davening, has the Rosh Hashanah digger davening in it. You just won't have lekel arch din b'yam din, melech. You won't have the piyutim, you won't have in a regular siddur. But the davening you'll be able to do. So reciting piyutim is only a minik. It's not even a din mederabanan. So you're going to carry, do a malacha deraisa of carrying a yontif in order to recite piyutim. Minhogim, the Gemara says, a minik is binding mitam neder mederabanan. The Gemara says, bal yachal mederabanan. That's the Gemara Nedorim on Daf Tezvav. That we are obligated to observe minhogim like a neder, as if we took a neder. But it's only considered a bal yachal midirabbana. On the level of the raisa, there is no neder because you need levati bisvasayim. Nefesh kisishova levati bisvasayim. A neder neshvua, you have to pronounce it with your lips. If he didn't say it with his lips, it's only a neder midirabbana by minhagim. So the Shagazari thinks that since the carry is an isa deraisa, to say piyutim is only a minig, and a minig is only binding mitam neder midirabbana. There's a, just like there's a neder hayochid, is a neder hatzibur, so the whole community has a minik to say these piyutim. So that's like a shvuas hatzibur. So the Shagzai recommends we should be machma like Rashi, that since haitzor is a malacha deraisa, and all reciting of piyutim is only a midirabbanan, they shouldn't be permitted to carry an yontif chutz le'erev a machzor just for the purpose of saying piyutim. The Achronim defend the common practice, and they say that we usually follow that statement that that Tosfos says, that the Shulchan Aruch quotes in Hilchos Erevin in the fourth chelik of the Mishnah Brura, they ain't lana dushusaram deraisa bisman hazeh. Why did the Rishon? Why is ain't lana dushusaram deraisa bisman hazeh? Because Rashi and Tosfos had the girsa and the Gemara. There's such a shita that in order to have a Rishu Saram Deraisa, you have to have Shishim Reba people living in the city. Because all the malachas are learned out, the malach of Hoitzah is learned out from the transporting of the Mishkan when they were traveling in the Midbar. So in the Midbar, there were Shishim Reba people going, traveling at that time. So that's a Rishu Saram Deraisa. So since the Balei Tosfos lived in little villages, no Shishim Reba. Shala, if you live in a big city like New York City, maybe it is called Shishim Reba. So Moshe has a chiddush that if you live in Washington Heights, each section is judged independently. If you live in Washington Heights, you don't have Shishim Reba. If you live in Williamsburg, there are Shishim Reba. But if you live in a section of the city, we don't have Shishim Reba. So then that's not a Rishus Saram Deraisa. So this whole Issa Hoitzoa, all prohibition of carrying is only midirabbanan. So since minhagim are binding midirabbanan, mitam bal yachal, so the whole Isser malocha of haitzah is only derabbanan. So to recite piyutim is derabbanan. So on the level of derabbanan, it is called the tzarcha yom ktas. That's what the Achronim defend the common practice, that a lot of people carry the machzit to the shul because of mitoch. We mentioned the other day that according to the Ravid, the Ravid and the Shita Mekubetzes, in the beginning of Ksubis says that the heter amitoich is based on the pasuk lachem lachol tzarchechem, the same phrase, the same pasuk that Rabbi Yehuda, the Tana Rabbi Yehuda, learned that machshir eichal nefesh is mutter. So, and he says lachem lachol tzarchechem. And just like Rabbi Yehuda restricts it, he limits it. He said it's only mutter if it's eif shalasas mebol yom, because it says hu levado. Yosef lachem levado is a miut. Only this and other pu'ulas, other activities, not. So just like Rabbi Yehuda restricts the heter of machshir eichal nefesh to do malacha, to fix the broken fork, he restricts it only if you say eif shalasas mebol yom. So the same derived claims is regarding mitoich shuhucho hoitzo letzarech achnav shuhutranami letzarech hayam k'tzas is based on the word lachem, but lachem lachol tzarchechem is mitigated. It's being restricted because of the phrase levado. So if you could have easily carried the talis to shul on Erev Yom Tov, like you do on Erev Shabbos, you don't, if there's no Erev, so you don't carry the talis. You wear the talis, so you carry the talis to shul on Erev Yom Tov, on Erev Shabbos. So according to the Ravid, you shouldn't be allowed to carry the machzor to shul on Yom Tov. If there's no Erev, if you could have easily carried it on Erev Yom Tov, according to the Ravid, it's a din d'oraisa. Okay, so again, so what were the three things? Shema mina tlas. You see, number one, Rabbi Kiva holds the Embiya Chomis al Abisreif, and number two, he doesn't believe in mitoich. If he would have held from mitoich, it would have been permissible to, it wouldn't have been a maloche. Mitoch shuhutra havara letzorech echal nefesh, to cook the food, utronami havara, in order to burn the chomets. Yeah. So Rashi's bothered with the kasha on Vavam Ralph again. Vavam Ralph, when you find chomets mitoch based on yontav, why does it say kof all of a sakli? And then you burn the chomets on mitzoh yontav after havala, after havdalah, why are you not allowed to burn it on yontav? So Rashi came up with a chiddush. And the Shagzai thinks, he recommends we should be choshesh for the Rashi, that it's talking here already. He was baidik chametz before Pesach, and he was mevatla chametz. Abaidik tzor sheivatla, he was mevatla. So the whole mitzvah to burn the chametz only a mitzvah midirabbanan. So a tzorach mitzvah midirabbanan is not allowed to be matir a malocha deraisa. Okay. Tosis is not happy with that. Tosis in the beginning, Kesuv is not happy. So they have to give a different answer. So Tosis makes a suggestion. Maybe since chametz is also bahanoah, so it's muktzah. So muktzah is also lataltel. So enachanami, to burn the chametz adyantev would have been mutter. If you'd be able to bring a fire and burn the chametz where it is, but the chametz is in the couch. Chametz is on the couch. The children hid it behind the pillow on the couch or below the pillow on the couch. So what are you going to take a fire and burn the whole couch down? You can't do that. So you have to take the chametz in your hand, out of the house and put it in the backyard and then burn it. So tiltal chametz is asa, tiltal muktzah is asa b'yantiv, even the tzarech mitzvah. So the achrayim are bothered with that Tosfos answer. Why should that be so? Tosfos in Beitza proves from a Gemara, and it's quoted lahalacha in Shulchan Aruch, Hilchos Yantiv, that tiltal muktzah is mutter l'tzarech echal nefesh. Let's say before Yantiv, we cooked something in the oven, and we used logs, and the logs left a whole ton of ashes there. And all the ashes are junk. It's all garbage. Or you have broken bricks there in the oven. You want to bake something, you want to cook or bake something on Yontif, but you can't put it into the oven because it's all full of junk. So you want to remove all of the junk. All the junk is all a p'china of muktzah. You want to remove all the junk from the oven for the purpose of echal nefesh. Tosfos proves from the Gemara that tiltal muktzah is mutter l'tzarech echal nefesh. What's the logic? Why did the Chachamim prohibit tiltal muktzah? To eat muktzah is a machlekes. We mentioned Rashi sheeted achilas muktzah. According to Rashi, is an isa deraisa, and all the Rishonim, Tosfos and all the other Rishonim disagree with Rashi. But tiltal muktzah, everyone agrees, is only with the Rabban. Even according to Rashi, only achilas muktzah is also min haTorah. It says they should prepare them on Erev Shabbos. So the Hechino tells you that all food that you plan to eat on Shabbos Yontav needs achana mibod yom. So if you didn't do achana, then it's achilas muktzah. You're not allowed to eat it. So Rashi understands from that pasuk, Hechino sheyaviu goes on food, that muktzah lachila is an isa deraisa on Shabbos and Yontav. But muktzah l'tiltal, even Rashi agrees, is only with the Rabban. It's gzeirah shemayotzi that he'll carry it. So Tosfos argues, since hoitzoa mamish is mutter l'tzarech echal nefesh, if tiltal muktzah is a gzeirah shemayotzi, so if if I saw mamish is muta v'ochal nefesh, so tilta mukta is certainly muta l'tzorcha ochal nefesh. So if it's muta l'tzorcha ochal nefesh, why should it be muta l'tzorcha yom ktsas? Why do they say, if you'd be able to burn, I found some cookies hidden in the couch. The children hid the cookies in the couch. So if I would be prepared to bring the fire to the couch to burn the cookies, that would be fine. To do havara on Yom Tov is mutter because mitoch tzarcha yom ktsas. But since I don't want to burn the couch, I have to take the chometz, which is mukta. If something is also bachil and mutter b'hanah, it's not mukta because you can feed it to the animals. But if the thing is also bachil u'b'hanah, let's say you have basa b'cholov or you have chometz with Pesach, so it's also b'hanah. So then it's mukta mamish because it's a dovashayim bohishtam, it's a piece of junk. So that's considered mukta. So why does Tosfos say that you're not allowed to be metaltel and mukta even letzorach hamitzvah? Why let it be muta mitoich? Since tilta mukta is muta halacha lemaisa, muta letzorach echal nefesh, so let tilta mukta be muta letzorach hayam ktsas also in order to fulfill a mitzvah. So that's an issue, that's a problem. So then Tosfos gives another suggestion. We learn out from a pasuk that when you have the Korban Pesach, you eat the Korban Pesach Leil Tezvav, and then Vanoiser Ad Boker Ba'ish Tisrofel. If any of the Korban Pesach is left over by the morning, you're not allowed to eat it. So then you have to burn it. Noiser is a mitzvah to burn it. Noiser is a mitzvah to burn it. But you're allowed to burn it on Yom Tov. So the Gemara says no. The Gemara learns out from a pasuk Anoiser Ba'ish Anoiser. Is on Chalamod, you burn the leftover Korban Pesach. You don't burn it on Yom Tov. Why? Because it's not a... So Tosfos has a chilek. It's a questionable chilek. Tosfos says, if the pshat and the pasuk would have been, ach b'yom rishon tashbisu, you have to burn the chametz on the first day Pesach, that would be the zman ha-mitzvah. The ikar zman ha-mitzvah is to burn the chametz on the first day Pesach. Then, and you would hold from mitoich. Rabbi Kiva doesn't believe in mitoich, and he would have held like Bis Hillel that there's a din of mitoich. Then it wouldn't have been a problem because that's a mitzvah hayom. It's today's mitzvah to burn the chametz today on the first day of Pesach. But once we say that the ikar mitzvah is to burn the chametz on Erev Pesach, but the mitzvah is still around. If you find the chametz on Yom Tov, it's still a mitzvah to burn it. Because the Gemara says on Daf Tzadikei, it's a labanitik le'essay. They see that the essay of Tashbisa doesn't only apply on Erev Pesach, it applies the whole duration of the 7 days of Pesach. Yeah. So, but that's not today's mitzvah. It's a mitzvah that was left over from yesterday. I should have done the mitzvah on Erev Pesach. I didn't do it on Erev Pesach because the children hid the cookies in the couch under the pillows. So since it's not today's mitzvah, so you don't apply the din of mitoich. Only if it's a tzarach hayom ktsas, if it's today's mitzvah. This is basically yesterday's mitzvah that's left over. So that's really questionable. That's really questionable whether it's correct. Yeah. And then the Gemara says, Shema mirat klas,
yes. When we're talking about Yochel Mibir Yom, is that an objective or subjective determination?
Epshalasas mibod yom?
Yeah.
What do you mean, to fix the broken fork?
Or grinding spices, meaning like someone who's very particular might be able to taste the difference, but normal people might not.
Uh-huh. I don't know. That's a good question. I would think that it is muta. In the fancy restaurants, they do give you the spices to do it right before. So that's... by fancy people, by rich people, it's a common practice that they eat out in the ritzy restaurants and they do the tochen immediately before they're about to put it into the soup. Yeah.
I would think. Would it be mutter for everyone or just the fancy people?
I don't know. Sometimes the Gemara and Beitza, we have a din of a mugmer that you have to have daba hashab lechol nefesh. That if you, in the days of the Gemara, there was a common practice that they would, after they would finish a meal, they would bench. After the benching, after the Birchas HaMazon would be over, whoever was the one who benched Mezuman would say the bracha, Bari Minim Psamim, Bari Atzib Psamim, and they would throw incense on top of burning coals, and everybody would smell the fragrant odor of the incense. So that's called mugmar, to burn. So the Gemara said, there's an Issa deraisa, you're not allowed to burn mugmar on Shabbos, because the pasuk says, acha she'acha l'chol nefesh, only dova shava l'chol nefesh. You're doing havari, you're burning the incense, and it's l'tzarech eichon hanoa saguf, but it's not dova shava l'chol nefesh. Not everybody does that. So that's a question, what maybe spices that add spunk to the soup or to the chicken or to the food, maybe other people would eat the food without these spices. And maybe some of those spices should be labeled as Dov Shein HaShav L'chol Nefesh. So there are Gemaras in Beitza about that. Sometimes we consider the luxury of having fancy spices as Dov Shein HaShav L'chol Nefesh. Sometimes you're not allowed to do it on Yom Tov. The Gemara does discuss it. I don't remember what the klal is, when it's muta, when it's awesome. So again, so there's this was the kasha that Rashi asked. Since we do paskan halacha l'maisa mitoch, even though we understand achba yom rishon means erev Pesach, we don't hold from Rabbi Akiva's proof. We have a different proof. But hamotzi chametz betoch beisav bePesach, why can't he burn the chametz right away? Why do you say kof all of a sakli? And only burns it on mitzvah yom tov after havdalah. Why can't he burn it on yom tov based on mitoch? So Rashi gave his answer that the whole mitzvah is only a mitzvah with the rabbanon. Habor is a malacha deraisa, and the tzarach hayom ksas only a mitzvah rabbanon is not allowed. Tosfos is not happy with Rashi, but the Shagzari recommends we should be choshish for Rashi. Tosfos gave a different answer because of tiltal muktzah, which is questionable. What's wrong? Tiltal muktzah is mutter the tzarach echal nefesh. That's Tosfos. If you have the oven, is all stuffed up with junk. You're allowed to take out all the junk is muktzah. You're allowed to move out the junk in order to bake, in order to cook in the oven. So why shouldn't tilta muktzah be mutter l'tzorach mitzvah also? It should also be mutter mita mitoch. That's achreinim. I work hard on that kasha. Then Tosfos gave a third, another answer. Tosfos gave another answer that if it would have been achba yom rishon, it would have been today's mitzvah, then it would have been tzorach hayom ktsas. It's today's tzorach hayom. But since the Yikam mitzvah of Tashbis was really on Erev Pesach, he didn't do it on Erev Pesach because the children had the cookies. So that's called the Tzarech Esmo. So just like you're not allowed to do Sreifas Noisar B'yontav because it's not today's mitzvah. It could have been done, it can be done some other time. So too, over here, you're not allowed to burn the chametz. But it's an issue. It's not so smooth. We're not fully understanding. Why does the Gemara say Amotzi chametz betoch beisav at Pesach has to be kofol of kli, and you only burn it on chalamoid? Why can't you burn it on yontav based on mitoch? So we have the three answers, but we're not too sure. We're not too clear exactly what the correct answer is. And what was the third point that Rabbi Sishma minatla? Third point was that there's a machloikis hatanoim in Masechus Shabbos regarding havara. There are 39 malachas on Shabbos, so the Torah only singles out Lo Sabareish B'chom Ashvesechem B'yam Shabbos, only Havara. Havara is one of the obvious malachas. Why was it singled out? So there's a machloikas satanoim in Masechus Shabbos. So one Tana is of the opinion that although all the other 38 malachas have Koris and Skila, Havara L'lav Yotzas. The Havara is singled out Lo Sabareish B'chom Ashvesechem to tell you that there's no chorus and there's no Mises Bez. It's only a lav. Very strange. There's only a lav. We don't paskan like that. We paskan Havara l'chalak yotzes. Havara is a regular meloche, like all the meloches, and it's not l'lav yotzes. It's l'chalak yotzes. What do you mean l'chalak? L'chalak meloches means like this. If, let's say, a person ate chela b'shoigeg, person ate some meat, and after he finishes eating the meat, he finds out that they never removed the chelev from the meat. And he calculates he ate three kezesim of chelev by eating the steak. So it doesn't bring three chatoas, you know, because since he ate all the three kezesim, mehelem echad, so he only brings one chatas. What if a person knows all the laws of Shabbos, but he made a mistake, he thought that today is not Shabbos. He crossed over the dateline or something, he didn't realize it today, or his watch stopped, and he thought that it's still Erev Shabbos, and he violated 100 different, he violated others and told us he violated many different malachas. So you only give one chatos because it was one big shkoga, he made a mistake. So the Gemara says, no, you bring 39. Well, that case, the case that I gave is probably a mistake. I made a mistake. I said it's watch stop. So that's Shigiga Shabbos. So Shigiga Shabbos, like you only bring one chatas. But let's say he knows that today is Shabbos, but he didn't know all these malachas harasa. He knew a little bit about Shabbos, and he violated 100 different isurim. Obviously, told us all over the place. He violated everything. So the Gemara says, sometimes you'll be chayv to bring 39 chatos. That's called chilik malachas l'Shabbos. I treat each one of the malachas as if he did the same malacha many times, the av and the tol many times over, you only bring one chatos per malacha. But you can bring up until 39 malachas. So that's called havara l'chalak yotzes. Torah singles out havara that each one of the malachas is mechayv a separate chatos. That's havara l'chalak yotzes. So the Gemara says the fact that Rabbi Akiva gives his argument, his presentation, is a raya that he thinks havara l'chalak yotzes, not l'lav yotzes. How do you see that he doesn't believe havara is l'lav yotzes? How can you tell? So it's very unclear. So Tosis has one suggestion, that if the din would have been Havara l'lav yotzas, then basically there are only 38 malachas, and Havara is a separate Iser. And the only thing that carries over from Shabbos to Yontif are the 38 malachas, and Havara is a separate Iser, so it doesn't carry over. That's a wild chiddush. So a lot of Achrenim are unhappy about this Tosis. Even if you hold Havara le-lav yotzas, it's still a malacha. It's not a different Issa, it's still a malacha. But that's what Taisa holds. If you hold Havara le-lav yotzas, it's not a malacha at all. It's a separate Issa. And the only thing that carries over from Shabbos to Yontif, even though Yomim Tov Mal, the Rambam writes, Yomim Tov Mal referred to as Shabbos, because it says you count Sfiras Yomim Mochas HaShabbos. And it doesn't mean you always start on a Sunday. Mochas HaShabbos means you start counting Sfiras Yomim the first day Chol HaMoed Pesach. And Mochas HaShabbos means the day after Yontif Pesach. Doesn't mean the day after Shabbos. So even though Yomim Tovim are referred to in the Chumash as Shabbos, and the same thing the Pasuk says in the end of Yeshayah, V'hayomi de'chodesh b'chodshoy, midei Shabbos b'shabbato. Last Shabbos was Mocha Chodesh. It was Shabbos Erev Rosh Chodesh. If it would have been Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, if it would have been Shabbos Rosh Chodesh was Sunday, Monday. Whenever it's Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, then say the Haftarah of Hashamayim Kisi. That's the end of Yeshayah. So it ends off with the Pasuk, B'hayol, Asi Lavoi, when the third Beis HaMikdash will be built. So it says, V'hayol Midei Chodesh B'chodshoy, Midei Shabbos B'shabbato, Yavol Kol Bosor L'shtachvos L'fanai, Niyum Hashem. The Rabban Shalom says that when the third Beis HaMikdash will be built, everyone will come to be Oyle Regal, Midei Chodesh B'chodshoy, every Rosh Chodesh, Midei Shabbos B'shabbato. So they quote from the Vilna Gaon, Shabbos B'shabbato does mean every Shabbos. It means every Shalosh Regalim. Shabbos means Yantav. It doesn't mean Shabbos. Lo Asid Lovai, that's what the Yalkut Shemani says on that Pasuk. Lo Asid Lovai, the Jewish people feel so bad that for almost 2,000 years we didn't have the opportunity to be Oyle Regel on Shalosh Regalim. So the Baruch Shalom says, when I'll rebuild the Beis HaMikdosh, you will have an opportunity to make good all those years that you didn't do Aliyah Regel. You have an opportunity to be Aliyah Regel every Rosh Chodesh. Vayomi dechodesh b'chodesh every Rosh Chodesh, midei Shabbos b'shabbatai, all the Shalosh Regalim, Yavol Kol Bosel d'shtachvos l'fanai, everyone will come to visit the Shechina in the Azara, and to be whoever visits the Azara has to be Mishtachaveh. So the Rambam writes that in Chumash it only says you have to recite Kiddush on Shabbos. Zocher Siyam Shabbos Lekatshei. So the Gemara understands Zocher means Lahazkir, to mention Kedushas Hayom of Shabbos, to recite Kiddush on Shabbos. How do you know you have to recite Kiddush on Yontav? So the Magen Mishnah quotes a group of Rishonim who think that Kiddush on Yontav is only the Rabbanim. There's a Shagasari, has a Rashi and Rosh Hashanah. He thinks that Rashi and Rosh Hashanah holds like that, that Kiddush on Yontav is only the Rabbanim. But the Rambam seems to write explicitly that Kiddush on Yontav is the Raisa. Why? Because Kulam Shabbos Hashem Hei. All the Yamim Tevim are also referred to as Shabbos. Not only Shalosh Regalim, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur also. Kiddush, the Rambam holds Kiddush B'dvarim. Kiddush bedvarim, kiddush al hayayin, the Rambam holds, we paskin is only with the Rabbanim. We paskin like that Rambam. There is an opinion in Tosfos that even kiddush al hayayin is daraisa. Tosfos had a girsa in the Gemara, that's how they interpreted that girsa, that if a person is bekabel ned in the zeros and a nazir is not allowed to drink wine, but the wine of kiddush on Shabbos he's permitted to drink because he has no right to accept naziris, to prohibit himself from drinking the wine, since that's yein mitzvah, yein kiddush v'avdallah. He's mechuyev to drink the wine from the kiddush and avdallah min haTorah. Kiddush and avdallah is deraisa al hayayin. But we don't hold like that. We hold that kiddush and avdallah is only kiddush bedvarim is deraisa. Kiddush al hayayin is only the rabbanon. So again, so the Tosfos says, what's the Shema Midatlas? What's the third point that you see from Rabbi Akiva? That he holds Havara is not Lelav Yotzas, he holds Havara Lechalek Yotzas, because if it would have been Lelav Yotzas, it would have been Hetta Gomer on Yontif. You only carry over the 38 Malachas, at least on the level of their Isa, and Havara is not a Malacha at all. The fact that there's no Kuris on Shabbos, and there's no Misa, there's no Skila, Mechal Shabbos is Beskila, and if it's Beli Hasroa, then it's going to be Bekuris. So whatever, if Havar is only Lelav Yotze, there's no Koris and there's no Mises Bezen, then it would be Mutar on Yontif. That's a big question. There's a Machlokes Hatanaim, whether Tchumen is their Isa, their Rabbanan. Rabbi Akiva's opinion is that Tchumen of Alpai Mama is their Isa. One mil is Alpai Mama. So that, the Gemara says, we don't accept Rabbi Akiva's opinion. We hold that Tchumen Alpai Mama, 1 mil is only their Rabbanan. Then the Rishalmi raises a possibility that maybe Rishalmi and Erevin, that Tosfos quotes, all the Rishon quote, the Rif quotes at the end of the first parak in Erevin, that maybe Tchumen Yud Beis Mil is their Isa, even according to the Chachamim, the Rabbi Akiva. So the Rambam and the Rif hold like that, and the Mechaber Paskins like that, that Shitas Chach Misvaran, and the Balei HaTosfos are not Goris that, they don't hold like that Yerushalmi at all. There are more Paskins that even Tchumen Yud Beis Mil is also only the Rabbanon. So the shaila is if one would hold that Tchumen is deraisa, either like Rabbi Akiva, even Tchumen Alpai Mama is deraisa, or you hold like the Rambam and the Reif and the Mechaber, that Tchumen Yud Beis Mil is deraisa, is that only Tchumen deraisa is only on Shabbos? Ayetzish Mimkoma Bayam Ashvi, it only says on Shabbos not to go chutz l'tchum. Maybe even if you hold Tchumen is deraisa on Shabbos, maybe it doesn't carry over to Yontif. The only aspect of Shabbos that carries over to Yontif is the Malachas. And even Havara doesn't carry over because Havara Lelav Yotze is not even a Malacha. So maybe Tchumen shouldn't carry over. So that's a big beferish and machlokes in the Rishonim. There's even a machlokes, even if your Tchumen is, according to the Rambam, a Tchumen is deraisa on Shabbos, Yud Beis Mil, so the Rabbein Avraham Ben HaRambam corresponding with Rab Daniel HaBavli, Rab Daniel the Dayan in Baghdad. So Rabbeinu Avraham ben Rambam understood within his father's opinion, the Rambam's opinion, that Tchumen is only their Isa on Shabbos, even on Yom Kippur, it's only their Rabbanon. Even though Yom Kippur has the same din on Shabbos, no heterech on nefesh, but still, the Isa Tchumen is a unique Isa. So it's only on Shabbos, doesn't carry over to Yontav min haTorah. Tchumen is also on Yontav, beferish, but it's only with the Rabbanon. Rashi and Tosfos that Tchumen is their Isa, even on Yontav, beferish. But just like some say that Kiddush on Yontav is only the Rabbanan, Magen Mishneh quotes those who disagree with the Rambam. Rambam says that Kiddush on Yontav is deraisa. Magen Mishneh says that there are those who disagree. The same thing, Shailav Shvi says Behemto. Shvi says Behemto. Is there a din? Shvi says Behemto says in Aseres Adibris that if my next door neighbor is using my behemoth to do, I get along with my Goyisha next door neighbor. He allows me to use his things, I allow him to use my things, we get along together. So what if my next door neighbor is using my behemoth to do malacha on Shabbos? So if it would have been in the weekdays, it wouldn't bother me, but on Shabbos I have to stop him because it's my obligation. Shvi says behemoth is my obligation. Does that din apply to Yontav? So the Ramah said, there's no din of Shvi says behemoth to be Yontav. That's a shaila, yeah. So that's a chiddush that Tosfos says. If the din would have been, the din is not. If the din would have been like that Tana, then Havara is only lalav yotzes, then it would have been mutam and atar on yontav, even ner shel avtala, even to light a candle for no purpose whatsoever, even though there's no echal nefesh, there's no tzarech hayom ktsas. Many people have a common practice on the day that one recites yizker, So they'll light a Yisker candle. So in Chutzlo, in Eretz, only one day Yontif. And in Chutzlos, we have 2 days Yontif. So we, those who say Yisker usually say on the second day Yontif. So the many had a practice for many years that they would light a Yahrzeit candle, a Yahrzeit lamp, on the second day of Yontif. So the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch is very upset about that. He said that that's a Ner Shel Avtola. That's a Lola Tzorach Klal. People claim, no, that it's Mishum Kibrav. It's Tzorach Hayom Ktzas. It's not, when you light the candle, it's not Tzorach Al Chanefesh, but it's a Tzorach Hayom Ktzas because you want to fulfill the Kibrav Yem. So the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch says, what kind of Kibrav Yem is that? Why is it Kibrav Yem? Kibrav Yem is to give money to Tzedakah, to act properly, to do mitzvahs and ma'aseh tovim, to say Kaddish, to say Yizkor, but not to light a Yahrzeit candle. Who says Meirudeis? Okay. So that is an important topic, this Shema Min HaTlas of Rove. Then the Gemara has on our daf, the Alfusa from the Pesach Le'yuah L'cho, it says L'cho twice. So once L'cho Chomet Shal Hegdish, and once Chomet Shal Acherim and Shal Gavoya. Chemtzu Shal Acherim and Shal Gavoya, this is not by Yuah by Matzah. What does it mean, Chemtzu Shal Acherim? So Pashab Shatez, if the Chomet belongs to somebody else, I'm not in violation of Bayur Abay Matzah. It has to belong to me. It has to be Shali. And the Ramban says it has to be Shali u'bishusi. I have to be the full Bailam on it. Something that Shali v'ena bishusi. I'm not a full Bailam. V'ena yochal ahagdish. V'ena yochal limkar. V'ena yochal ahafkir. And it can't be paida. If it's Maisa Sheni, it can't be paida. It's v'ena bishusi. So full ownership is Shaloy u'bishusi. Rashi translates on this Gemara. Every so often in the Gemara uses the term achem and it means nachrim. So that's where Rashi writes over here. If the chometz belongs to a nachri, there's no violation of Bal Yirah Bayim Atzeh. So the Pnei Yeshua and the Vilna Gaon and many others understood in Rashi, the chemtza shal Yisrael acher b'shusi, I will violate Bal Yirah Bayim Atzeh. Rashi holds you don't need shaloi. You certainly don't even need shaloi b'shusai. That for sure not. You don't even need shalai. Just if it belongs to a nachri, that's a hafka. Since gavaya, hegdish, and akum are a bailam who are not muzer on the din of Bal Yirah Bay Matzeh, so their chometz is not subject to Bal Yirah Bay Matzeh. Bechemtzah shal Yisrael acher, it's in my rishus, I'll be in violation of Bal Yirah, even if le'ki b'lola b'achrayis. Chemtzah shal nachri, the Gemara says, you violate Bal Yirah Bay Matzeh if ki b'lola b'achrayis. But if le'ki b'lola b'achrayis not. You would violate Bal Yirah even if like Kibbal Olav Achrayis. That's a Mechudish Dikashita, yeah. What do you mean Kibbal Olav Achrayis? Like a Shomer. But there are three different types of Shomer. Shamachinim is only Chayv and Pshia. Shamasoch is not only Chayv and Pshia, it's Chayv and Gnev HaVeda. And the Shoel is even Chayv beyond sin, is only Potter if it'll be Mesa Machmas Malocha. So on the margin, on the side of the Gemara, it says, Ayin Tesis Ksubis. Shavuos, Daf Mem Dalid, Taisus and Shavuos has all the three opinions. When the Gemara says, Ki Belola Bachrayis, Amchenso Shalakim Yivayle Bayura Bay Matzeh, so one opinion in Taisus is that it's sufficient if you have Achrayis of Shemachinam, only if he'll be Poshe. The Ramam holds that, so you have to have Achrayis. The Gemara says, Yile Migneva Misvid. So the simple reading of the Gemara sounds like only if you have Achrayis of Gnei Vaveda, like a Shemasocha. If you only have achrayis of Shemachinim, then there won't be. That's not called kibbul al achrayis. Why should you say it like that? The Rav Soloveitchik used to say pshat. I think maybe the Miri has this, and the Rishonim they have it. It's the Ramam l'shita soy that the Ramam holds. That what if you're mekabel achrayis? What if you are Shemachinim? The Mishnah says that there's no shmira b'karka shemesochar. Is chayiv in Gneva Vaveda only on metaltalim, not on karka and not on avodim huksha lekarkos. So the Mishnah only says it by Shemes Socher is not chayiv Gneva Vaveda, and the shoyel is not chayiv Yonsin. Mishnah never says that the Shemachinam is potter from Pshia. So Taisa says on that Mishnah in Shavua, it says Labdavke, Shemachinam is potter on Pshia also, on karka. And the Rambam writes not so. The Rambam writes, Hora Rabbeisai, he has a tradition from his Rabbeim, and the Ravid is Masig, my Rabbeim disagree with his Rabbeim, and it's wrong. the Ravid is following the Shitas Bali HaTosis. Not only Hashem HaSachar is Potter on Gneva Aveda on Karka Avoda Mishtoris, Hashem Mechinim is Potter on Pshi as well. So the Rambam says, not so. That Poshe Meitam Mazik. Usually, let's say I'm walking in the street and little kids are destroying someone's car. I can easily scream at them and chase them away. They're going to run away if I stop. And I didn't stop them, and they destroyed the whole car. So I don't have to pay. That's called Grama Ben Ezek and Potter. There are a lot of klolim. When is a Grama? When is a Garmi? But the first klal is that if you're Mazik B'Shevi Al Tase, I cause the Hezek without lifting a finger. That's for sure Grama Ben Ezek. The children are destroying the car, and I could have stopped them, and I didn't bother to. So that's Grama Ben Ezek and his Potter. But that's only Grama. Why is it called Grama Ben Ezek? Because Shevi Al Tase, it wasn't my responsibility. My responsibility is Samar Adam Riecho. Samar Adam Riecho, the Sifro says, not only applies if someone's life is in danger, Dam im Tarti Mashma, if his property is in danger. And the Sifro gives an example. If the Rambam in the Sefer Mitzvah quotes that Sifro, Samar Adam Riecho, if I see that a flood is going to come and destroy my next door neighbor's farm, I can easily prevent it. So that's Samar Adam Riecho. It's my obligation to protect it. Yeah. That's a mitzvah, I should have protected. But still, if I didn't do it, so that's I was mazik and b'shev al tase, so grabba menazik and his potter. But if I accepted upon myself responsibility to watch it, I accepted to be Hashem Achinam. So then for a shomer, poshea mitam mazik. So if Hashem Achinam is poshea on the karka or on the avodim, shtoris is not. But on karka and avodim, then the Rambam has a chiddush, poshea mitam mazik. It's not chai mitam shomer. For one who is a shomer and he's posheya, so posheya is chai midin mazik, not midin shomer. So that's why the Rambam can say, if you mekabel achrayis like Hashem Achinam, that's enough on chemtza shal nachri. That's called kibbul olav achrayis, and you'll be in violation of Bal Yerah by Motzi. No, if you only mekabel achrayis like Hashem Achinam, then you chayv to pay pshia mitam mazik, not mitam shomer. A mazik, so if you mazik anything, you chayv to pay. So the Rambam on the Shitasa holds like the middle Shita. Then Tosfos has a third opinion there in Shavuos Daf Mem Dalet that Kibul Olav Chemtzu Shal Nachri Kibul Olav Achrayis is Ilu Migna VaMisnid Misvid Ba'Oinus. It's not enough if he has Kabbalas Achrayis like a Shemesach. Has to be Kabbalas Achrayis like a Shoyel. A Shoyel is Chai B'Yonsem because we consider it as if it's Shalom. We consider it as if Shalom. So just like Shoyel is Chai B'Yonsem, because Shalom Nenas, so it's considered Shalom, if he's Mekabel Achrayis Onsen, Achem Tzu Shal Nachri, then he's in violation of Bal Yerah by Matzah. So these are three different opinions in the Tosfos. Oh yeah, before we were talking about the Machlokes HaTanaim, whether Havor L'Lav Yotzes, Havor L'Chalek Yotzes. We paskan Havor L'Chalek. We don't accept Havor L'Lav Yotzes. But there's a question within that opinion that we don't accept. If the din would have been Havara, the lav yotzas, does it only apply to Havara, or does it even apply to Mechaber? Because you have a few malachas that seem to be twin malachas, like Korea, Almanas, Litvar. So Kriya and Tfir are connected. Kosiv, Mechik, Almanas, Lichtav. So Mechik and Ksiva are connected. What else? Seis, Almanas, Livna. So Stira and Binyan are connected. So maybe Kibui and Havara should be connected. So if Havara l'lav yotzas, maybe it should be a kal v'chaymer that Kibui should only be l'lav yotzas. So the Rashash, in his commentary on Rashash was a balabos. He was a wealthy balabos. He was the Rosh HaKol. He was the president of the Vilna community at the time that the Vilna Shas was being published, the end of the 1800s, and he was instrumental. He gave a lot of money towards, he supported the Achim Alman Aram in printing the Vilna Shas. So he quotes that he had a relative, Rabbi Menashe Ilya, who wrote a Sefer Alfei Menashe. The Rashash and Beitza, I think, on Avchav Gimel, commenting on the Tosfos there. So he says, his Sher Bisori, Shin Beis, Sher Bisori, my relative, Rabbi Menashe Ilya, writes in his Sefer Alfei Menashe, he assumes that Dava Pashut, that according to the Tana who holds Havor Lalav Yotzas, so the huadinami would be kibui would be l'lav yotzas, and he says it's against the beferish gemara, because there's a gemara in Krisis where the Braisa says a person who's mechate b'gecholim, you have coals in an oven that are burning, and you start poking around in the coals. So some of the coals that were orange are now going to be on the bottom of the pile. They're going to be black. The flame will go out. And others that before were black, because you poke around and you're moving it to a different location, so some of the black coals will turn orange, and that's considered havara. So one Braisa says, one who pokes around in the coals is chayiv b'shoigik on Shabbos. He didn't realize that he's doing a malacha. So he's chayiv two chatos, one for kibui and one for havara. Then the other Braisa says, only chayiv one chatos. How come only chayiv one chatos? So the Gemara says, that Braisa goes with the shita, havara l'lav yatzas. So there's no koris on havara. There's only a koris on the other 38 malachas. And havara is only l'lav yatzas. There's no koris. There's no koris and there's no chatos. You only bring a chatos b'shogig if it's zdon or koris. Kol she zdon or koris is shigigos a chatos. If you do an aver b'shogig, which the nature of the aver is such, if you would have done the aver b'mezid, you would have been chayiv koris. Then if you do the aver b'shogig, you're chayiv chatos. But if you hold havara l'lav yatzas, so there's no koris of the mezid, so there won't be any chatos b'shogig. So the Braisa said before, you should chayiv one chatos for which malacha? For mechabe. You're not chayiv for havara, because l'lav yatzas. So you see that according to the Tanu holds havara l'lav yatzas, mechabe is a malacha. Only havara is l'lav, but mechabe is not l'lav. Yeah. The problem is that there's a tesis, sounds like that, Rabbi Menashe Ilyim. So how did the tesis there in Beitz on the Avchav Gimel, sounds like that. Yeah. Then the Gemara raises the issue. The Gemara raises the issue on the bottom of Hey Amid Beis of Kibul Olav Achrayis. If you have Chemtza Shal Nochri, B'shus HaYisrael, so Chemtza Shal Acherim Shal Gavoya. Acherim, Rashi translates, Acherim means Nochrim. So there's no Bayura by Matzi if the Chametz belongs to a Nochri. But if the Yisrael is Mekabel Achrayis, then he is in violation of Bayura by Matzi. So the Gemara asks, how does this fit in with the Machlokes Reb Shimon and the Chachamim and the Mishnayos and Baba Kama and the Shavuos by Dabah Hagorim Lamamin Kemamin Dami? A person was Mekabel Achrayis on someone else's Mamin. He's a Shem Socher, he's a Shoyl, whatever. He's Mekabel Achrayis. And let's say someone, Kochim Shechai Bachri Yusim. A korban that Yechai Bachrayis, if this korban will die, then you'll be obligated to bring another korban. So someone calls, a ganav comes and he steals the korban and he shoots it. So the din is that Gozal Men HaHegdash is potter from paying the Hegdash. He's potter from paying the Hegdash. Maybe he has to pay me because he was mafsid me mamin. Maybe I should say, so Rab Shimon's opinion, Rab Shimon Bai Choy, is of the opinion that Dovah HaGorim Le Mamin Ke Mamin Dami. Since it caused me a hepsid mum by his shooting the animal, by his killing the behemoth, that is causing me to have to put up $1,000 to buy a new behemoth and magdish as a carbon. So dovah gam la mum, ke mum adam, it's considered mine. I'm considered the bialim, and you have to pay me karen bekefal and dalad behe. So the Gemara asked, how does that? But that's only Reb Shimon holds like that. The Chachamim disagree. So this din, that if you're Mekabel Achrayis on Chemtza Shal Nochri, that you violate by Rabbi Matzah is considered as if it's yours, that's only Aliba de Reb Shimon, but according to the Rabbanan, it's not. So the Gemara says, no, you have Xeris HaKos. Rabbanan agree, yeah.
Wait, for Reb Shimon, that would be only if it's a Neder, right? Because if it's an Adava, then what's he losing? Correct. He's not alive anymore.
Right, either a Neder, or he was Mechal Shabbos B'Shoigeg, and he's mechayiv. It's more than a neder. The Torah was mechayiv him. Yeah. A korban that is mechayiv to bring, even if this animal dies, he has to replace it, right? Correct. So do we pass on like Reb Shimon? The pastor says we don't pass on like Reb Shimon. There is an unusual opinion, the Shach, in the end of Chosh Mishpat. There's a simon in the end of Chosh Mishpat, they talk about Odom HaMazik, they talk about Groma and a Garmi. Grama ben Ezekin, we paskin is potter, and Garmi is chayiv. That's how most of the Rishonim say. Some Rishonim hold that Grama Garmi the same thing. But most of the Rishonim do not think like that. They hold Grama ben Ezekin is potter, and Garmi is a machalik zameh and a chachamim. And we pass like Rameh, the Doin Din and the Garmi, just the Machloikis, the Taisus and the Ramban, whether we pass like Rameh, Doin Din and the Garmi, is that a Din de Raisa, is that a penalty in the Rabbanan? So we pass like Taisus, the Garmi is only in the Rabbanan, they're not Chayim and Torah, and it has a few Nafkaminas Ledina because of the fact that it's only in the Rabbanan. And the Ramban wrote a whole Kuntras Din and the Garmi, and the main thrust of his argument is he disagrees with the premise of Tosei. He holds that Garmi is Dina de Garmi. It's not Knossa de Garmi. So you see, it's Chai Ben HaTorah. And the Ramban lists off three Nafkaminas Ledina. The famous Nafkamina, the first Daf in Baba Basra, Beis Amar Aleph, where Tosei says that Garmi is only Chai Ben Mezit. Garmi B'Shogig is not Chai. Because Lo Kontzu Shogig Oto Mezit. Since Garmi is only a penalty with the Rabbanon that you're Chai, you're not Chai Ben HaTorah. So you only chayv on mechitzas hakem she nifritz ha'amim lagdor, nifritz ha'amim lagdor, the sai shemena, v'loi godra, so Tosfos says, you only chayv on garmi, if the fellow made the hezek be garmi, be mezit. But if it was b'shoigig, they didn't warn him in advance, then garmi b'shoigig is pot. And the Ramban disagrees, says, no, garmi is chayv min ha'torah, it's not min derabbanan. So the Gemara has, for a fleeting moment, in the end of Bava Kama, the Gemara raises a possibility that Rav Meir Doin Din and the Garmi has something to do with Rav Shimon's opinion of Dava Hagorim Lamam. And it's the same root of the same verb, Gimel Reish Mem, the Grom, Dava Hagorim Lamam and Garmi, but have nothing to do with each other. So some of the Rishonim Paskin Lamaskana, that they are connected. So he can only Paskin Din and the Garmi if you hold like Rav Shimon, that Dava Hagorim Lamam is Kimam and Dami. But the Pashtus is that they have nothing to do with each other. Garmi is a topic of Avodah Mamazik, and Dabar Agam Lamaman is a topic, is either Bailim on this moment or not. Okay, then we move down to Daf Vav Amid Aleph. The Gemara has a din that there's a chiyuv, there's an institution of chiyuv chala. Min HaTorah, the mitzvah of chala only applies in Eretz Yisrael. Mid Rabbanan, the institute of the chiyuv of chala, even in Chutz Lartz. Today, the Gemara in Ksubis that writes on Daf Chof Hey, the Gemara in Ksubis says that today the chiyuv of chala in Eretz Yisrael is only mid Rabbanan because we don't have a bias kulchem. When we have a bias kulchem, then the chiyuv of chala will be min HaTorah. So today, the chalas Chutz Lartz is a derabbanan on top of a derabbanan. We want Kadesh of Tosis writes, Kadesh of Lotish Takach, mitzvah of chala. We don't want the mitzvah of chala to be forgotten. So all over the world, the Chachamim instituted the Din of Chala. And even in Eretz proper, the whole Din of Chala is only with the Rabbanan. So Chala, Chutz Lartz, is a Rabbanan on top of a Rabbanan. So that's why the Gemara in Pcheres on Daf Chav Zayin has a list of Kulas. Unusual Kulas that only apply to Chala, Chutz Lartz, doesn't apply to any other Din de Rabbanan. Only a Chala, Chutz Lartz. I remember years ago, the first time I visited Eretz Yisrael, that was over 50 years ago. The practice was the yeshivish boys who learned in the yeshivas wouldn't trust the rabbanut on the hashgacha of Trumas HaMaisvus, and they would buy a bottle of soda. Then at that time it used to be Tempo soda. I don't think they're in business anymore. So everybody bought Tempo soda, but they didn't trust the rabbanut on the hafrashas Trumas HaMaisvus. They trusted in that there were no non-kosher ingredients, but they didn't trust them on hafrashas Trumas HaMaisvus. So they would drink the whole bottle of soda till the end. And then they would, what they left over at the end, there would be mafresh trumas and maestres on what they already ate. So is there such a thing? First you eat all the tevel, and then you leave over a little bit, and then you mafresh. It only takes off the iser tevel mikadal haba. You already violated the iser tevel. So the Gemara has that oichel b'hoilach v'achakach mafresh. That's only a kula in chalas chutz l'aretz. Chalas chutz l'aretz is a derabbanan on top of a derabbanan. So that's one of the coolest that the Gemara has in Bechoris, Daf Chav Zayin. Gemara says, Chalas Chutz Lartz, let's say there are a lot of bakeries here in Washington Heights. It used to be kosher bakeries where everything is kosher, parava kosher, everything, but they weren't mafresh chala on cake and cookies. They were only mafresh chala on bread. Some thought they only mafresh chala on chala, on the bread that you bake for Shabbos, the bread, the rye bread that you bake for the middle of the week, the white bread in the middle of the week. And it's not correct. The Pashtus said there's such a difficult Aruch HaShulchan that we don't accept. So the Pashtus and the Mishnah says, you mechuyev to be mafresh challah on cake and cookies also. So let's say I bought cookies from the kosher restaurant, from the kosher bakery, where I know everything is kosher, but they're not mafresh challah. So you're not allowed to be mafrish challah on Shabbos and Yontif. So I forgot to be mafrish challah on Erev Yontif, but I have a whole box full of cookies so you can eat as many as you want. Just leave over one cookie at the end, and after Havdalah, after Shabbos is over, you say Havdalah, on Matzah Shabbos, Matzah Yontif, then you can be mafrish challah, part of that cookie, be mafrish challah, and you have Shereha Nikorim. You can't be mafrish, the whole cookie is challah, you have to leave over something now. And you can be matala mafreya, what you ate already. So that kula oicha v'holach v'achakach mafrish only applies to chalas chutzlords. Doesn't apply to trumas and maises and Eretz Yisrael. So that was the shtick. The Bochum didn't trust the Rabbanut years ago, so they were mafrish trumas and maises. After drinking the whole bottle of soda, they left a little bit at the end. So if you look in the Shmir Shabbos Kehel Chosa, it was originally written at that time. So this was the shtick that the Bochum did. I don't know if anybody still does it now. Maybe by now they've already been educated by the Sefer Shmir Shabbos Kehel Chosa. So he writes, you're not allowed to be mafrish trumas and maises on Shabbos. You're not allowed to be mafrish challah on Shabbos. You can wait till after Shabbos. You can eat all the cookies you want to be mafrish after Shabbos, but it only applies to challahs chutzlots. It doesn't apply to trumas and maises in Eretz Israel. And he says that the practice that the Yeshiva Bochum have is not correct. If they eat if they drink all the soda and then the mafrish at the end, the hafrasha doesn't help at all. Obviously, they're relying on the rabbanut. So what do they have to leave over a little bit? They can drink the whole bottle of soda then. So again, so there's a din of hafrasha shchala, and a nochri is not mechuyev to mam hafshchala. So let's say there's a bakery that's beshutvis. Every so often, you have a bakery that's beshutvis between a Yisrael and a nochri. There are a lot of Jewish lawyers. And a lot of times a lawyer will be a lawyer for a bakery, for a big business. Part of his salary, he'll have a fixed salary. And he'll also have a certain percentage of the business. Melechatchila, when they hire him as a lawyer, they'll give him a certain percentage. So let's say the percentage is such, it's never going to be like this. Let's say they usually do, they make a dough. They take 50 pounds of flour. That's a normal amount. Take 50 pounds of flour and you mix it with water. So even if the lawyer is a 50% shutuf, he's not going to be fit. They're not going to make him a 50% shutuf. Even if he'll be a 50% shutuf, so 25 pounds of flour, not chayv challah. The other 25 pounds, the 25 pounds that belong to the goyish company are not chayv challah, but the 25 pounds that belong to the Jewish lawyer are chayv challah. So let's say the lawyer is not going to have 50% of the shutvas. Let's say they do 50 pounds of flour at one time, and he is a 10% shutav. He's not going to be a 10% shutav either. Let's say he'll be a 10% shutav. So 10% of 50 pounds is. I can't count.
5 pounds.
It's 5 pounds.
Five pounds.
So 5 pounds of flour is chayv and challah. So if the lawyer will be, 10% shutuf, so 5 pounds of flour is, even though the other 45 pounds of flour are not chayv and challah, but the 5 pounds, that's the Mishnah. If there's a shutvus between the Jew and the nochri in the bakery, and the chelik that the Jew owns, even though nothing is mavur. You don't know which 10% belongs to the Jew and which 90% belongs to the Nochri. But still, if the Jew is going to take his share, so if he has 5 pounds, then it's chayv chal. If he has less than 5 pounds, then it's not chayv chal. That's the question. What's the minimum amount of flour that you have to mix with water to be chayv chal? So years ago, before Moshe Feinstein came on the scene in America, so the big posik in New York and America used to be Rabbi Henkin. Rabbi Henkin wrote at that time between 3 pounds of flour and 5 pounds of flour, you mafrish challah without a brach. And if you use more than 5 pounds of flour, then you mafrish challah with a brach. So if the Jewish lawyer will be a shutuf to the extent that it'll have 3 pounds of flour, it'll already be chayv and challah. Fine. So the Gemara discusses if there's a shutfus between the Yisrael and the Jew, and the Jew doesn't have such a percentage that it's chayv and challah, so it's not chayv. So what happens, the Gemara says, what happens if you have Isas Arnuna? Arnuna means the government has the right to take Dina the Machusa Dina. some Hasidim today in Borough Park think a din of machusa doesn't apply. The Gemara, the Holy Gemara, has a din of din and the machusa dina. You got to pay. The Gemara says you're going to get to paying taxes. With respect to Yestra Bianca Kamenetsky, maybe din and the machusa dina doesn't apply. Let's say if the government has speeding laws. So if the government, if the police catch me speeding and they give me a ticket, so I have to pay. That's din and machusa dina, I have to pay. But maybe I don't have to listen to the laws. Maybe I'm allowed to speed. Maybe I'm not mechayev to listen to the laws. Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky said, you're not allowed to speed, not because of din and the machusa, because the government ascertained that it's unhealthy, it's dangerous. Whenever the government doctors ascertain that something is unhealthy, there's a din de'araisim and ishmarta miyoda nafshe sechem. It's not because of din and the machusa, because of ishmarta miyoda nafshe sechem. If the government doctors ascertain that that it's healthier to go with a mask and to have social distancing, so you mechuyev menator, because v'nishmartem, you mechuyev to take care of your health. We say in the slichas, hanusham aloch v'aguf shaloch, our body belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and our soul belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're not permitted to put our lives in danger, and we're not permitted, not only danger of losing our lives, and not permitted to put our body in danger of getting sick or getting infected or anything, even though we'll recover. You're not allowed to do anything that could potentially be dangerous to your health. Yeah, so forget about dina the machusa dina. It's because the government has established that it's a real suffix sakona. So again, so let's say Isa Sarnuna, the government has a law that whoever bakes bread, cake, or cookies, the government has a right to take a certain percentage of it. And if they'll take that percentage, then there isn't enough. The chelik that the Yisrael will retain isn't. Let's say he only made 5 pounds of flour, and the government has a right to take half of it. Let's say if the government law says I have a right to take half, so half of 5 pounds of flour is 2.5 pounds. 2.5 pounds is not enough to be chayv and chalera. Penkin thought, if you have less than 3 pounds of flour, you're not chayv at all. Between 3 pounds and 5 pounds, you're mafish. Without a brach, and more than 5 pounds of lime, mafish with a brach, it's approximately 3 to 5 pounds. So the Gemara has the shaila, what's a din abisa sarnuna? What's the shaila? The government has a shibud, and a shibud is considered a kine lachatzayim. What does it mean, a shibud? Let's say I lend $100,000 to somebody for a business. He needs it for his business, and he's going to pay me back the money. So he gives me, it's a milvah b'shtar, he writes me a shtar. And he writes in the shtar, kol nachas ha-mishubadim l'chayv zeh, all of my karkos ha-mishubad to pay this chayv. And then he goes and he sells the karka to a lakeach, and then he goes broke. He doesn't have any money. So the din is, I have the right to malvah when it comes to zman ha-piroah, and I lent him $100,000 for 2 years. Comes the end of the 2 years, the labor doesn't have any money, but he had a karka that's worth $100,000, and he sold it to a lakeach, and then he gambled away all the money. He lost all the money. So that's the din. If the labor dies, I can collect from the yisaimim, or if the labor sold the karka to the lukuchas, I can collect from the lukuchas based on shibud nechasim. That's a big machlokes in the Tanoim and Amarayim and the Rishayim. Whether shibud deraisa, shibud alav deraisa. The Rabbi Natam explains there's two shibudim. There's a shibud aguf and a shibud nechosim. Shibud aguf, that for sure is deraisa. He borrowed $100,000, have to pay back the money. There's even one opinion that even shibud aguf is lav deraisa, it's just a mitzvah. B'yas b'chad mitzvah. So the Shach writes, we don't paskan like that. The Gemara beferish and erichin. The Gemara paskan is against that shita. We don't hold that the b'yas b'chad is only a mitzvah. We hold the shibud aguf is certainly deraisa. You have to pay the money. It's an obligation. Even if you say, I'm not Orthodox and I don't believe in mitzvahs and I never do any mitzvahs, still, it's a shibud aguf. You have to kai for you to pay. They'll be goyva. The shibud aguf for sure is deraisa. But shibud nechasim, that's a big machlokes. Marocha mu marocha dushach. Nechosh mishpat simulam etes quotes around 10 rishonim hold shibud deraisa. Another 10 rishonim hold the shibud alav deraisa. Yeah. That's with respect to collecting from the Yisayim HaLakuch. What is the concept? You have a lien, L-E-A-N. You have a lien on the other fellow's property. What does it mean, Al-Pidin? Shibin Nechosim. So there's a Ritva in Kiddushin Daf Yud Gimel, where he coins an expression. He says, Sheba Nechasim is a kinyan lachatzoin. And the Nesibis writes the same. The Nesibis doesn't quote it from the Ritva and Kiddushin. Nesibis writes it the same in Hilchus Taurus, in Hilchus Malva Valoyve, after Simon Lametes over there, in the Mems, I think. So the Nesibis writes the same. That Sheba Nechasim is a kinyan lachatzoin means that the karkois of the Loive are kinuyim to the Malva with respect to Gvia. I lent him $100,000, and the next day he gives me a shtar. So the shtar has a date on it. So from that, the shtar is a shtar raya that he owes me $100,000. But the shtar also accomplishes that all of his karkos that he owns right now are kinuyim to me lachatzoim. There is such a thing as a kinya lachatzoim. Let's say you want to sell me the pears that are going to grow. This year is not Topshin Pei Aleph. So let's say you want to sell me the pears that will grow on your farm, Shnas Topshin Pei Base. The pears are going to grow Adob Shalaboli Olam. They didn't grow yet. So you can't make a kinyan on Adob Shalaboli Olam. But what if you makna the farm? What if you makna the tree? Deka Lipei Roisov. The tree is here. But you don't want to sell me the tree that it belongs to me, Leonavod. You makna the dekel, you makna the tree to me, dekel peirosov. The tree belongs to me with, it's a kinya lachatzoin. Tree belongs to me with respect to the din of Aroy Ashbach, Akarka Shali Hishbich, Ara. Aleph Resh Ayin Aleph, Ara means karka in Aramaic. Aroi Ashbach means Akarka Shali Hishbich. On the American passports, when you want to spend a year in Eretz Yisrael, so the Israeli government has to stamp on it Toshav Aroi, temporary visitor. So you spell Aroi, Ayin Resh Aleph Yud. So I remember when I was going to go learn in Eretz Yisrael for a year, it didn't turn out. I never did. I got married then, so I never went to learn in Eretz Yisrael. But they had it spelled wrong. It said Toshav Aroi, Aleph Resh Ayin Yud. It's supposed to be temporary visitor, not a karka visitor. Arai, if you spell it Aleph Resh Ayin Yud, means Hakarka Shali. Arai, Ayin Resh Aleph Yud, means temporary. So Toshav Arai means a temporary visitor. If you're staying for more than 30 days, you're supposed to have stamped on your passport. You have to have the Israeli government approve it, that they give you permission to be a Toshav Arai in Eretz Yisrael. So if I want to sell you the pears that are going to grow Topshin Pei base, I can't make a kinyan on a davish laboli olam. But so how can you make it legally binding? I can sell you the tree or the whole farm with respect to the pears that'll grow. The farm does exist. The farm is a davish laboli olam. The farm I have, and it belongs to me right now. So I can sell you the farm with respect to one aspect. The Gemara has a discussion. Let's say I have an Ebed Kenaini. So if there's a din in Chumash. If a Shoah Amud kills an Ebed Kenaini, Shoah Mod kills an Ebed Kenaini, so the Baal HaShor has to pay Shloshim Shel Ebed. So what if I sell you, I own an Ebed Kenaini, and the Ebed has to do work for me, and you want to gamble. So you'll give me $100 to buy my Ebed Kenaini with respect to Shloshim Shel Ebed. In case of Shor HaMuad will ever kill my Shor, in case the Shor HaMuad will kill my Ebed Kenaini, you'll have the right to collect the Shloshim Shel Ebed. So the Gemara has a discussion, is that legitimate? Can you make such a kinya lachatzoin? Can I sell my Ebed Kenaini with respect to Shloshim Shel Ebed? Or let's say a mafkid gives a pikodin to a shomer. And then the mafkid tells the shomer, I want to be makna the pikodin to you with respect to the right to collect kefil. In case a ganef will steal the pikodin from the Beis HaShomer, and I'll catch the ganef, instead of being mechuyev to pay back the keren and the kefil to the owner, he'll pay the kefil to the shomer. So the Gemara talks about that in the beginning of Perek HaMafkid. The Gemara talks about his makna the mafkid is makna the pikodin to the shomer with respect to the right to collect the kefil. That's a question whether that's min haTorah, min haRabbanan. Does it work? There is a concept of a kinyan lachatzoin. There's a kinyan lachatzoin. So that's what Sheba Nechasim is all about. So the government has the koyach, Medina, the Malchus, Medina, the government has the koyach to declare ownership and non-ownership. They don't have to make any kinyonim. Government has a right if it's legal. Dina the Malchusa, not Gazlanusa the Malchusa, Chamsanusa the Malchusa is not legitimate. Let's say under the communists, they just confiscated everybody's property for no good reason. So that's called gazlanusa de malchusa. So that's not dina. But if you have a fair government, doesn't have to be a democracy, if you have a fair kingdom, and they make fair the laws, that they're not discriminatory against one, they don't discriminate against doctors or professors or lawyers or against Jews or against Italians, they're fair to everybody. So then you say, dina machusa dina, they have a right to charge taxes. If it's reasonable, they have a right to charge taxes. And they can declare ownership and non-ownership. Dina the machusa. So the government has a right to declare that the isa, that all the bakeries make, the dough that people need, they have a right to declare, we are entitled to collect taxes, 50% of everybody's dough. So whoever's going to make 5 pounds of dough, 2.5 pounds belongs to the government. It's meshubed to the government. It's not that it's meshubed. They have a right to collect money from the person. He can be misalik mezuzah. He doesn't have to give him. It's not that they're declaring ownership, that they own half of everybody's dough. They make shibin nechasim on the dough. Usually the Rambam writes that there's only shibin nechasim on karka. There's not shibin nechasim on metaltalim, because the whole idea of shibin nechasim is that you're so secure. I lent $100,000 to the loiva. I may never see the money back again. So I want a shibin nechasim that even if he dies, I can take the karka from the lekuchas. And even if he sells the car, I can take the karka from the assignment. Even if the loiva dies, I can collect from the assignment, even though they never borrowed the money. And even if the loiva will sell a karka to the lekuchas, I have the right to go to the lekuchas, even though they never borrowed the money. So why do I have a right to bother them? No, because the loiva gave me a shtar. If it's a milva bishtar, milva bapeh, there's no shibin nechasim. Only milva bishtar, there's shibin nechasim. So shibin nechasim means that the karka of the loiva is connected to the malva with respect to gevir. If it turns out later, the only way for him to collect his debt, because the loiva went broke or the loiva died, so there's no one to collect from. So the only way to collect is by taking away the karka. So we say igloy milsa lamafreya. From the day that the loiva gave me the shtar, that karka was koni to me with respect to the right to take it away to collect the $100,000 halvoa that I made to him. So the government has a right. So again, usually the Rambam's opinion is, the Rambam writes explicitly, the metaltalim are not tachas shibud hamalva dvar Torah. That's a line in the Rambam in Hilchos Malva V'Loiva. So you see two things from that line. First of all, you see the Rambam holds shibud deraisa. That's the Shach quotes of major machlekes harishanim, whether you hold shibud deraisa, shibud lav deraisa. It doesn't make so much of a difference, but it's a question whether shibud nechasim, whether the concept of shibud nechasim is deraisa derabbanan. So first of all, the Rambam seems to hold the fair shibud nechasim is deraisa, and secondly, he holds number two. Shibin nechasim in our Torah is only on karka. On the metaltalim, there's no shibin nechasim. The Rashba has a kuntres achren. That's what he refers to it. He has a kuntres achren at the end of Kiddushin. And the first parak in Kiddushin, there's a Gemara. So the Rashba says, I have a longer essay than usual. So he's putting it at the end of the Masichta. He's not putting it here. So the kuntres achren on Kiddushin, the Rashba writes, not like the Rambam, the Farish, not like the Rambam. That if the din would be shibud deraisa, it would apply both to shibud nechasim is both on karka and on metaltalim. It's only midirabbanan that they cancel the shibud nechasim on metaltalim, because mandi yosef bitzina yosef. When a person borrows money, he usually keeps it a secret. He doesn't want the whole world to know that he's in debt. So it's going to be upset at the lekuchas if you're going to say that there's a shibud nechasim on metaltalim also. You're going to destroy the whole world of business. Whoever's going to buy metaltalim and maybe taken away from him by the malveh, because the moicher who sold the metaltalim owed money to someone else. The malveh owed money to the malveh, and the only way for the malveh to collect is to take away the metaltalim. So people are going to stop buying metaltalim from each other. So there's pseidah de lekuchas on karka. People always make a search in America also. They make a search to see if there's any liens on the karka. So but on metaltalim, it's very hard to make a search. So the Rashba holds that mina Torah, if you hold shibud deraisa, it's both on karka and on metaltalim. It's only mid the rabbanan that they canceled the shibud nechasim on metaltalim. And the Rambam holds not so. The Rambam is beferish. Also, Reichik pointed this out. I remember the one line in the Rambam. He writes ein metaltalim tachas shibud hamalva dvar Torah. You see two ideas. Number one, the Rambam holds shibud deraisa on karka. Number two, Shibud Alavda, Shibud on Shibud HaMetaltlim. There's no Shibud HaMetaltlim in Atar. It's not a Takanim the Rabbanim that they cancel, not like the Rashba. It's been Atar, there's no Shibud Nechasim HaMetaltlim. Because the whole idea of Shibud Nechasim is that the Malva is so secure that he's going to collect the debt. When you lend money to someone else, he may never pay you back. So you make a Shibud Nechasim that you'll be more secure. So you're more secure if it's Shibud Nechasim on Karka. The Rishonim use a Melitza Ha'aretz L'Olam HaModes. The real estate is called real estate. It's going to stay there. You can't hide it. And let's say if you make a Shibud Nechasim on a behemoth, the behemoth can die. Make a Shibud Nechasim on furniture. He can hide the furniture in his garage somewhere. He can transport the furniture somewhere else to a different home. And he'll hide it. You don't know where it is. But the Karka is there. He owns this field. He owns this house. Ha'aretz le'olam ha'modes. The karka is there. So therefore, the malva is more secure in collecting. So even though the Rambam holds that ain't ha'metaltlim tachas shibud ha'malva d'var Torah, nonetheless, the Gemara here talks about shibud nechasim of the government on the Isa and on behemis arnuna. On Isa arnuna, ayetz metaltlim. The Rambam holds that even though shibud d'araisa, it's only by karka. But on the Talmud, there's no Shibud Nechasim at all. So how can the Gemara talk about Shibud Nechasim? So the answer probably, it's a Rav Soloveitchik suggested, I can't say probably is, Rav Soloveitchik suggested an answer. The whole idea of the Rambam that we say there's only Shibud Nechasim on Karka, I mean, there's no Shibud Nechasim on the Talmud, because the whole idea of Shibud Nechasim is that the Malva is secure that he's going to collect. So Metaltlim, Yochel HaVrichem, Yochel HaLimam, the behemoth can die, or the fella can hide. The loy that can hide is metaltalim, or he can destroy it. He can say so he won't have anything to collect from. And karka horis loyalam amodis, and we know where it is. It's any yochel avrichem, any yochel halimam. So maybe if it's the government, if it's the anuna is the government, so the government is going to send police and investigators, and they're going to find where the metaltalim are. That's what Rav Soloveitchik suggested. Why? What motivated him to say this? He got the idea because there's a Gemara in Erchin about a person took a neder to donate so much money to Hegdish. And then he only has so much metaltalim. And then he sold the metaltalim to someone else. So the Gemara talks about a shibud nechosim on the metaltalim. How is a shibud nechosim on metaltalim? The Rambam says there's no shibud nechosim on metaltalim. So he suggested maybe by Hegdish. Maybe the whole idea of Yochel HaVrichem, Yochel HaLimam, the Rambam holds no Shibud Nechasim HaMetaltlim if the Malva is a human being. So human beings, the Loive can hide it, Yochel HaVrichem, Yochel HaLimam, he can destroy it, he can hide it. I wonder where it is, but you can't hide it from Gavoya, can't hide it from the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. So that's what he thought by Hegdish. Maybe by Hegdish, there is Shibud Nechasim Menatar, even on Metaltlim. So maybe by the government also, maybe Arnuna, since it's the government and the government has a police force and they have FBI and they have investigators, so they can make a whole investigation. So maybe that's why the Gemara considers it that the Shibud Nechasim even on Metaltlim over here. So the Gemara raises the question, since Shibud Nechasim is a Kinyan Lachatzoyin, so maybe it's called Shut V'Sakum, so a behemoth. If a cow gives birth to a firstborn vlad is a male, then it's Kodesh B'Kedushas B'char Behemah Torah, provided the cow is owned by a Jew. If it's owned by Goy, the din doesn't apply. And if it's Shut V'Sakum, also the din doesn't apply. And there's a different opinions in the Gemara. To what extent does the Nochri have to be a Shutav? So one opinion, the Gemara has to be a Shutav on a Dabasha also Nevela, or a Dabasha also Trefa. Has to be a shutaf on the lungs, on the brains, on the heart, on a major part. It was just a shutaf on a toe, a shutaf on a foot. That's not a dove, it's not a vital organ. It's not a dove shosos a nevela, not a dove shosos a trefa. It's not such a significant thing. That's not enough. The pashtus is we don't paskin like that. Even it's only a shutaf on a toe, which is not at all a vital organ on an ear, on a part of an ear. As long as the nochri is a shutaf b'miktsa, so we say shutaf sakum. The whole din of B'char Behemah Torah doesn't apply at all. So the Gemara had a suffix. Is that only if it's actually Shut V'Sakum, the Nochri owns a share, real ownership? What if he only has a Bailas Lachatzoyin, he has a Kinya Lachatzoyin? The government, Goyish government, they lived in Bavel, Goyish government levies taxes, and they declare, and Dina de Machusa Dina, so we say it belongs to the Goyisha government. They have a Kinya Lachatzayin, because Sheba Nechasim is a Kinya Lachatzayin. So they say, we have the right to take half of your dough, or we have the right to take whenever you shecht an animal for eating purposes, we have the right to take 5% of the animal, whatever, the 1% of the animal. You have the right to buy, to give us money instead. The Jew can pay money to the government instead. Because money does pay the money, there's a Sheba Nechasim on the behemah. So that's the Gemara Safek. If the Sheba Nechasim that the government was matel on the metaltalim. See, the government has the ability to do that, to make Sheba Nechasim on the metaltalim. A hedyot, you don't, unless you make a kinyan agav. Just like the Gemara says in Cheskes Abatim, just like it can be makne metaltalim agav karka, so too you can be mishabed metaltalim agav karka. Even though there's no Sheba Nechasim on metaltalim, but if you write your mishabed the metaltalim agav the karka, then it will be meshubed. Those of you who are married, when you gave your wife a ksuba, so it says in the ksuba that you're meshabed meitav, you're meshabed, even though the ikar adin, the ksuba is only collectible from ziburis, not only from beinonis, but certainly not from idis. But the husband writes, I'm meshabed idis mikol shvar arag nichse mikinyonin, this litchos koshmai meshabed. He gives it the ability to collect from Midas. And then he says, he writes, Nechasim de'is lo nachrais, u'deles lo nachrais. He's mishabed de metaltalim also. So that's based on the Gemara in Cheskes Abatim, that you have the ability to be mishabed metaltalim, just like he can be makne metaltalim agav karka, so too you can be mishabed metaltalim agav karka. You see from that Gemara that shibud is a kinya lachatzayim. If it would just be a lien, just a schus to take away the metaltalim, so why does kinyan agav work? Kinyan agav is a kinyan. So just like you can be makne metaltalim agav karka, so too you can be mishabid metaltalim agav karka, because shibud is a kinyan lachatzoy. So it's shibud is a kinyan lachatzoy, even though it's yochala saluke bezuze. So that's what the Gemara was mesupik. What about Isis hanuna? What about behemis hanuna? Is that called shut v'sakum? And it patters or not. So the Gemara makes a chilik between isle kola, leisle kola. Leisle kola is amid the Rabbanon. You say it's chayiv in Bechor Behima Torah. And if it would be a case of leisle kola, it would be chayiv amid the Rabbanon because of Marisayim. But if it's isle kola, whenever it's isle kola, then the Gemara says, Shibud Nechosim is a kinya lachatzoyin and shut vasak and patters. Okay, we still didn't complete all the Chazara. Tomorrow morning is Wednesday morning. I don't know yet whether I'll be able to give a shiur tomorrow. Something may or may not come up. I'll have to let you know tomorrow morning. Okay, I think I may not be able to give a Chazara shiur, but Belineta Thursday, I will give a Chazara shiur. Okay, very good. Have a good day. Everyone should be healthy. We'll either reconvene Thursday or tomorrow, one or the other. Good.